So welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, continuing this hour that we have together. I wanted to cover something that, of course, 9/11 is tomorrow, and I wanted to make sure we got some information on about 9/11 today because of an effort that's being put out there that you would need to know about by like 9 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to do this today. Amber Karen is with us, and she is with Wreaths Across America. Amber, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for having us, Tracy.
Now, first of all, give us a quick explanation of Wreaths Across America. I can't remember how many months ago it was. It could have been 7-8 months ago now, but I saw the Wreaths Across America truck come through, and I was snapping pictures of it. I'm like, oh, look at that. That looks so nice. But can you explain to people who have not heard of this effort, what do you do?
Absolutely. Wreaths Across America is a national nonprofit, and our mission is quite simple. It's to remember the fallen, honor those that serve and their families, and teach the next generation the value of freedom. So remember, honor, teach. We have more than 2,200 participating locations nationwide, including Hawaii and Puerto Rico. And each year, we place veterans' wreaths, live balsam wreaths, on the headstones of our fallen heroes at local, state, national cemeteries all over the country. We do this on National Wreaths Across America Day, and typically it's the second or third Saturday in December. This year, National Wreaths Across America Day will be held on Saturday, December 19th, 2020. It is happening. All of the local participating locations are run by dedicated volunteers, and together we all work year-round to really support the mission to remember, honor, and teach in the communities where Wreaths Across America takes place and to bring people together. Each of the wreaths that are placed are sponsored by an individual or a business or a group who wants to give back and honor someone in their local community. And this year, our communities and our volunteers across the country are working very hard to still raise funds and raise awareness to be able to honor our veterans this December.
The wreaths, when you say that they're sponsored, do you purchase the wreaths so they look very similar? Are there any handmade? Do you have any donated? How does that work?
We actually have, Wreaths Across America has a vendor that we actually have an RFP process to have a vendor. So all of the wreaths are the same. We actually take a lot of pride. They're all handmade here in Maine. I'm actually in Maine. All of our wreaths are made from fresh balsam fir, and all of our trees are tipped. There are no trees that are cut down. They're all made here in Maine, and they're shipped all over the country. And in the last 2 years, we actually placed wreaths in Normandy as well as Luxembourg and the Netherlands in the last 2 years. Unfortunately, this year, because of what's happening, we're not going to be able to go overseas, but they're all made here in Maine, and it's a dedication of love.
Yeah,
truly.
Absolutely.
And
I want to get into the 9/11 tribute that you're trying to get coordinated, if you will, for tomorrow. But let me first ask you, if we want to participate in the wreaths, how do we order a wreath? Where do we go?
Mm-hmm. So for anyone who would like to participate, especially in Pennsylvania, we have more than 50 participating locations in the state of Pennsylvania. You can go to www.wreathsacrossamerica.org, and you can look up a location near you, and you can sponsor a wreath for, if you have, many of our locations do grave-specific requests. So if you have a loved one buried that you want to ensure is a wreath is placed, you can do a grave-specific request, or you can sponsor a wreath for any veteran, and know that a wreath will be placed by a volunteer on National Wreaths Across America Day. So I encourage you to go to wreathsacrossamerica.org, and you can register to volunteer at a participating location in your community. You can sponsor a wreath for a participating location in your community, or if you want to just sponsor a wreath in the general, it'll go to where there is the most need. We'll allocate that to where there's the most need for wreaths.
Let me get into what you're trying to plan for tomorrow. Wreaths Across America is trying to get everyone outside to wave a flag. So I'm going to let you explain what this national flag waving effort is all about.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So Many people around the country might have heard of the Freeport Flag Ladies. There are three women here in the state of Maine that on 9/11, 18 years ago, in the midst of panic and chaos of what that was that day, just needed to do something. So they took their flag and they went to out on Main Street in Freeport, which many people know Freeport, Maine. It's a pretty big tourist area here, and just waved the flag. And they did that because they felt like they needed to do something. And they got so much pride out of it that they decided that every Tuesday moving forward, they would do that from 9 to 10 a.m. so that people didn't forget. And so they did that for almost 18 years. These three women became known, Elaine, Joanne, and Carmen, became known as the Freeport Flag Ladies. And they drew crowds from all over the country. People would come and join them on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 and wave the American flag. And they did that, and they know they've become very good friends of Reach Across America, and they were very involved and come to our events as well and us to theirs. And last year, it was announced that, you know, due to health reasons, I mean, they just needed to take a break and retire. And Reach Across America felt that it was important enough what they were doing that we needed to take the helm. So last year we basically built a monument to them in Columbia Falls, Maine, which is where Reach Across America is headquartered, and on the side of Route 1. And we put a flagpole that was the land was donated by our founder, Maura Worcester, to us, and we put a flagpole and a monument to the Freeport Flag Ladies. And every day since last September, when they retired, we go out every Tuesday and we wave the flag. And we do that for an hour, and it's turned into a great event. The local community comes out, lots of kids come out. Even these last 6 months, people come out and stood social distance apart with masks and waved their flags. And it's just something, and it's just part of, you know, our mission is to remember, honor, and teach. And to us, this is a way you can do that every Tuesday, all year round.
We have a Freeport here in Pennsylvania, too, really close to us.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yeah, so we can have that small connection, although your Freeport is much bigger than our Freeport. But how can we participate here in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, no, we just are asking people to join us from all over the country to come out. We're going to start at, obviously, we're going to raise the flag at 8:45 and drop it at half mast following. And at 8:46 is when the first Flight 11, American Airlines Flight 11, flew into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. So we will be holding a moment of silence at that point. Again, at 9:03, when the second plane hit, at 9:37, when the Pentagon was hit, and at 10:03, when Stony Creek Township, which is near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, was the flight went down.
When you look at the country, that's in our backyard. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so we're going to be holding those moments of silence at each of those times, and we're basically asking if you can come out and literally stand in your front yard and wave your flag at those four moments along. Just know that you'll be doing it with literally thousands of other Americans at the same time.
So again,
in a show of unity.
And again, folks, those times, if you're going to go outside and wave your flag, 8:46, 9:03, 9:37, and 10:03 tomorrow morning on 9/11. So you can do that. Now, since, Amber, we live in a land of social media, do you have a hashtag that we could take a picture, video, upload it, and what means do you like best? Facebook, Twitter, doesn't matter. You're out there pretty socially connected.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And so we're using flags across the country, hashtag flags across the country, and also America Strong. We've been using that through this whole health crisis the last 6 months, America Strong. But we encourage you to hashtag, you can post it to your own pages, Reach Across America's official page on Facebook, which is we will be going live starting at 8:40 a.m. tomorrow, and we will be live through the entire morning up until about 10:05. We'll be holding moments of silence. We'll be having folks joining us here in Maine, and so we would love to see you post in the comments your flags flying if you're able to follow along and hear from some folks. And we have some special things we're trying to do. We're probably going to be going live from the Pentagon, as well as we have a volunteer in New York who's going to try and bring us live to the Freedom Tower from our live feed. So we're certainly the whole effort here is really about bringing people together. I think more now more than ever, we all need a reason to have that feeling that we had on 9/12 of being one country. And that's our opportunity here tomorrow, is to bring people together. So flags across the country, and, you know, if you're able to join us and follow along on social media, on Facebook, we would love to hear from you. Tell us where you're joining us from. And just, if nothing else, take a few minutes of your day to pause and remember.
The organization is called Wreaths Across America, and this is going to be the national flag-waving effort. So that'll be tomorrow morning. Again, the times, because of the event that happened on 9/11, 8:46, 9:03, 9:37, 10:03. You're asked to get outside, wave your flag. Small, large, doesn't matter. If you want to wave your flag, please do that. Amber, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Tracy.